You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
Today's Audiograph is all about timing. This weekend is the annual Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. And so earlier this week, we aired a special Cross Currents show all about dogs. And that got listener Dorothy Emery's attention.
I'm a dog lover. I'm also a cat lover. And do you think that cat lovers are going to let you get by without doing a story on the cats in San Francisco or Oakland where I live? No way. I will appreciate your doing a story on cats as soon as possible.
Dorothy, we thought about that. So all week long, we've been playing this Audiograph mystery sound.
I like that one over there.
Which one?
The tabby. Felt like we had a connection.
A lot of people knew exactly what that was. How about you? To bring us the answer, we sent KALW's Jeremy Dalmas to a place where cats are definitely cooler than dogs.
It's around 10 in the morning, and this may sound like a traditional Oakland coffee shop, but listen closer. This is not exactly a normal coffee house. This is Cat Town Cafe, the very first cat cafe in America. Half coffee shop, half cat adoption center. But if you think there will be a Siamese lounging on the biscotti, think again. After getting my warm beverage, I stop by a little station.
What was your name one more time?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Jeremy for one. Here is your 10 o'clock sticker.
Adam Mayette, one of the owners, checks me in.
And if you don't mind using a bit of hand sanitizer and looking over the rules before we go in, then you can go play with cats.
Awesome. Can't wait.
For the health of us humans, and the kitties too, the cats and the cafe are separated from one another by a small hallway. An airlock. Or, as they call it, a hairlock.
Come on in.
Hi. We've just entered the cat zone. The walls are covered in murals of famous cats, like the Cheshire Cat. There are iconic Oakland buildings, all cat tree-sized. They've got the Tribune Tower, Port of Oakland cargo cranes, and even the Dellums Federal Building, complete with a kitty bridge. And there are the stars themselves. Cats lounging on pillows, cats playing with cat toys, and cats perched on the buildings watching the action.
It seems like cat paradise. There's like so many toys and structures for them to climb. I think my house will be a downgrade.
Sarah Pritchard sips a pour of her coffee while she stalks the room looking for the perfect cat.
Anyone caught your...
Okay, I like that one over there.
Which one?
The tabby. I just felt like we had a connection.
The room is spotless and there are no kitty smells. Founder Anne Dunn explains.
So every day we deep clean before we open. And it's, I would love to have somebody come video us trying to clean with 15 cats underfoot. Like you wipe a surface and there's a cat sitting right on top of it.
This is a slick operation. But Cat Town Cafe isn't really about the coffee.
For me, this is cat rescue, first and foremost. And the measure for me is how many cats are getting adopted.
Cat Town started as a group of volunteers. Before the cafe, they had more than 3 years of experience finding homes for cats.
Cage-free. This hopefully will become a model. Put them in an environment where they'll thrive and they'll get adopted more quickly. And so, and every time a cat gets adopted, it means we go to the shelter and we get another cat out of a cage. So,
the cats come from Oakland Animal Services, the municipal animal shelter.
My name is Vicki Bell, and I'm the volunteer coordinator and rescue liaison at Oakland Animal Services.
Bell says they can easily adopt out kittens, Adult cats, much harder.
And that's where like Cat Town would step in. They help us.
She mentions one specific cat.
Anchor. Oh, Anchor was a brownish tabby. He had been here for about almost 4 months. And Cat Town pulled him, and they got him through their foster program into the cafe. For sitting here for 4 months, he was adopted there within 2 hours.
Before the cafe opened, Cat Town adopted out around a dozen felines a month. Now, that number is up to around 30.
Having a nice warm cup of coffee and having a cat nearby, like, you can see yourself with this animal, and it's hard to say no.
To date, they found homes for 87 cats. Wait, make that 88.
You're getting a cat.
We're getting a cat.
Oh, wow.
Sarah Pritchard just made a new friend. His name, Guthrie.
Oh, it's there in the little bed right now with the yellow eyes.
So watch out. The next time you grab a cappuccino, you might leave with a new family member.
I mean, I figured once we, like, got in here and we met all the cats that it would be impossible to just, like, walk out without a cat.
In Oakland, cat-free, but with a coffee in hand, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.
Our winner this week is Jane Terry. Congratulations. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.